Being a child of the 60s, 70s, living part of that history, where Dr. King and others, gave blood, sweat, and tears to achieve civil rights, voting rights for blacks back in those days. I remember those days when the day of the assassination, I remember the march on Selma. As a young child, I remember whites only drinking fountains. And knowing me and my inquisitive mind, I wanted to drink out of it to see if there was any difference. What was the difference between the water? I can remember not being able to sit on a bus at a certain point on the bus, not being able to look in the face of a white person, especially a white female. I can remember getting slapped upside the head by my grandma, boy, don't you look, don't you eyeball that man. I said, hey, he's a man, Grandma, and it hasn't been that long ago. So the memories are very, very vivid. There was an instance, and sports was a big part of our community. Our little peewee football team from Scott Park, where four or five of us off of that little league football team went on to play in the NFL. One was even my teammate here in Minnesota, Terry LeCount, from that same neighborhood. Just tons of athletes. But here's where I'm going with that. We won the city championship in our division. And every city champion that was crowned, one of the perks or one of the top pieces of being the champion was to play in the Gator Bowl game. And that was the big thing for us as kids. But we won our division. And we weren't allowed to play in the Gator Bowl because of the color of our skin. That's cut here. Yeah.